What's up, weirdos? I'm Chris Weir, and welcome to another episode of Chris Weir Answers. Today, I answer the question, is Google Plus finally shutting down? So Google Plus was launched in 2011, and it was launched to compete against the Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, as they were really growing a lot of steam at that time. Google thought, hey, let's get into the social space. So they created Google Plus to really compete against them. And it actually made a little bit of sense, quite frankly, for Google to do that. I mean, you think about connecting all the different elements, right? There's Gmail, and people still use Gmail for their email client today. So you had the email, you had YouTube for videos, you had, at that time, it was Picasa for images, and all you needed was a place to be able to easily share all of that. And Google kind of completed that that circle, if you will. They kind of had that. But then there was also the SEO side of it that kind of made sense too, is obviously Google being one of the, well, the number one search engine in the world. It kind of made sense that, especially from a business standpoint, if you had a Google Plus page, that would only help with your SEO, being able to put the little plus sign on your website to connect them. And it was just kind of this full circle possibility for Google that made so much sense. None of it worked, though. It was an absolute and complete disaster. From the get, nobody used it. It was annoying. It did not work very well. It certainly did not have the functionality and the capabilities that Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn had. Google said in their announcement, they made their announcement, I think it was October of 2018, if I'm not mistaken. But in their announcement, they said that it had extremely low usage and engagement, which we all knew. I think one thing that kind of surprised me, that 90% of the interactions on Google Plus lasted less than 5 seconds. It was a disaster. You know, some are saying it was because of the data breaches. I've actually looked into that data. A data breach, which really wasn't even actually a data breach. It was an error that was in the software that exposed data, but nobody ever even got the data. And the data, even if they had gotten it, was public data anyway, so it wasn't like it was anything private. So I don't really think that it was that. I just think it sucked. I think Google finally looked at it and said, you know what? We suck at the social space. We're very, very good at these things, and they are at certain things. Let's just keep our focus on the stuff we're good at, and let's drop the things that we're not very good at. Like I said, it was announced in October of last year. It's going to be effective April of this year. So when I'm making this video, it's February 2019. By April 2019, Google Plus will be no more. So what does that mean for you as a business? Well, you got to, on your websites, look, if you've built a website over the past, since 2011, 2012, it's a good chance that your developer probably put a lot of energy and effort into making sure that the website was set up well for Google Plus. Either there's links to Google Plus on your page, or there's some kind of RSS that's talking between the two, whatever the case might be. So that might be something that you need to look at starting pretty much now and getting prepared for, because Google Plus is gone. Now, there is a Google Plus Enterprise Edition where some companies use that internally, and they were using it as almost like a chat feature internally. Google says they're keeping that open. I wouldn't bank on it. It's not going to close in April. Apparently, it's not going to close in April. But I wouldn't bet my next paycheck that thing stays open too much longer. I bet that one's probably gone very soon after that. So if you're using the Google Plus Enterprise Edition, you may want to start thinking about that as well, moving on from that. Everything else with Google is good. All the docs and the sheets and the slides, all their different things, the drive and all that other stuff is I see no reason to be worried about. I think they're all great. They're working perfectly. Obviously, from the search engine standpoint, they rule the world there. But from the SEO side and from your website side, that's really where You need to take a look at your website or have, an agency come and kind of take a look at the whole strategy and make sure that Google Plus is taken out of that strategy and that everything is squared away moving forward. I hope that helps somebody. I'll see you on the next Chris Weir Answers.